Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, January 21st, 2019. We are very excited this morning. We have got a phenomenal call lined up. We've got none other than top producer Mr. Dave Perperno as our guest speaker this morning and our keynote speaker. We are so excited to hear from him. We want to definitely start the call by wishing everyone a very happy Martin Luther King Day. Certainly this is a day that is very meaningful in many ways, and certainly in our country, but really to each of us individually and to our business, the principles that Dr. King stood for are principles that we fight for: equality, justice, liberty, every day. And so this is a day that we certainly should be solemn, but also celebrate what we do and the difference that one individual can make. I am so excited. I'm just getting back from California, where I spent the day with Mr. Dave Perperno, who we're going to hear from in a minute, and had a great event out there. I want to thank all of you who came out to that event on Saturday. I'm looking forward this week to being in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to be there this Saturday for another one of these Legal Shield live events, these trainings. And I know we've got several of our Harvard agents who are registered for that event coming up this Saturday. So I'm excited to get to meet you. If you're anywhere close to the Phoenix area, please come on down. We'd love to have you and love to be able to spend some time with you live and in person. I would. Love to see you. I'm also going to be in Salt Lake City this Thursday and Friday. Thursday evening, I'm going to be conducting a business briefing in Salt Lake City, and love to have you out there. Again, that's another Legal Shield event, and definitely looking forward to that. I'm passionate right now about getting out to different parts of the country and getting this message out. The message is that there's some urgency to these products. People need what we offer, folks, and I hope that you feel that personally. I hope that's highlighted on every call that we get on, and it's certainly something that I'm very passionate about. Folks, we've got some events coming up this week on the web as well. If you haven't looked at the events site lately, I'd invite you to do that. This Wednesday, we've got a That's Mr. Scott Brooks, who we heard from just last week, did a phenomenal training on the call. And we've got another small business sales training webinar this Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. There are two options for that. There's a morning and an evening. So you can choose which one you prefer. That is a webinar that you can get on, and you can register for that right on the back office, on the events page. Again, 10 a.m. Central Time or 7 p.m. Central Time are your two options there. So you can choose your time and get registered for that. Incredible training talking about the small business plans. So we do a lot of talking about the employee benefit. You go into a company and you offer the legal and identity theft plan as employee benefits. The small business legal plan is something that actually covers and protects the business entity itself. It's an incredible value, and if you're not super familiar with that, that webinar would definitely be the place to get familiar. I know many of you are selling that plan and plug into those training webinars to be able to enhance your skill set as well. We've also got a webinar training coming up this Friday. And I'm really excited about this. We've got Miss Abby Parker, who is a $300,000 ring earner with Legal Shield, and she's going to be conducting a training this Friday talking about conducting the best decision-maker meetings possible. You know, you might say, well, what makes a decision-maker the best meeting? And the answer is it depends on the decision-maker. You know, it depends on their personality, on you know, do you have a talker? Do you have someone that just wants to get right into the information? How do you know what kind of personality you're dealing with? And Miss Abby Parker is going to break all of that down. I've seen her do this live a few times. It's phenomenal training. and she's doing that. That webinar is free of charge. You just have to register for it. We are filling up on that registration, so if you haven't registered for it, you need to get on probably today and do that. We are limited on the number of spots that we've got that we can have on that webinar, so I'd encourage you to get that done. That's this Friday at 12 p.m. Central Time, but again, that information is right in our back office on the events page, so be sure to check that out, and we're excited for that. Folks, I've got a couple of other announcements I want to talk about. One of the big announcements, we're going to announce our winner. We have Mr. Mark Rich is going to be field training one of our agents. Spent a day in the field with Mr. Mark Rich's, and that's for those who really doubled down on their activity last week. We had some incredible activity happening around North America, and we'll highlight that and announce the winner of that day of field training with Mr. Mark Rich's later in the call. I've got some other things that I want to roll out to you, but I want to go straight out to the state of California now. We have got joining us one of my favorite trainers, one of my favorite people, and certainly one of our company's top producers, one of the top producers in Legal Shield history, with over 20,000 Legal Shield and ID Shield memberships sold. Let me just say that one more time. Over 20,000 of these plans sold. I told you I was with him on in California this weekend, and I shorted him on that. I said, Dave Perperno has over 19,000 memberships. I said, Dave, is that correct? He said, well, it's 20,283, but who's counting? And I'll tell you what, when you've sold over 20,000, you deserve to know that number, and I guarantee that Mr. Dave Perperno is proud of every one of those individuals and families that he has protected. He is a $250,000 ring earner with Legal Shield, and certainly one of our favorite trainers. I don't know of anyone who breaks it down as well as Mr. Dave Perperno does. He's going to be training on objections this morning, and again, what a privilege, what an honor to be able to introduce to you from California, Mr. Dave Perperno. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me, Mike. I'll tell you, I was at a phenomenal event in California with Mike on Saturday. I sat there, folks, and I took notes. I have 7 pages full of notes each side, you know, filling the whole darn thing. Mike, you're fantastic. You got a way of involving the audience that I've never seen before. You've had people laughing. You've had people asking questions. It was the questions that caused the answers. Just a great job. I'm tempted to fly out to Phoenix to see your next one. I really am. It was that good. Congratulations on a great training. We filled the room, folks. We filled the room, which is not easy to do in my marketplace. It was exciting. And talk about being excited. You know, I wish I were 10 years younger. I am so dang excited about Legal Shield right now and the opportunity for us to go out there and to help people. I mean, it's never been better. We're always saying that. It's never been better. It's never. It hasn't. Things, they be a-changing. People are finally understanding that you don't have to pay somebody, some darn lawyer's Harvard education or his $1,000 suit or his $75,000 Mercedes or his $1 million house just to get a legal question answered. They're figuring it out. You're going to hear some of those how I know they figured that out in a couple of moments, because what I want to talk about today is objections. We all hear them. How do you answer those objections? You need to have an answer in your mind. I've got listed 37 objections. I'm sure there are a few more. Some of them may not be so, some may be a little bit funny, but you need to be able to answer them. The best way to always answer an objection, though, is to make sure that in your presentation you bring that up. If you feel that they're going to ask that, bring it up beforehand, answer the objection before they answer it. You know, there's one here that I didn't put on here, and I should have. I remember when I became an associate of Legal Shield. It cost me $249 to become an associate. And I knew that if I went to my wife and I said to her, honey, I have taken a job with Legal Shield, then prepaid legal, and it only cost me $249, I know what the objection would have been. And it is a big objection. What do you mean you had to pay to get a job? Well, you know, I never told her. To this day, she has no idea that I paid $249 to get a job at Legal Shield, and I didn't. I paid $249 to become an associate, to have the opportunity to make money. But, you know, to answer that objection, I went to college. I spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. If I were a carpenter, I would have paid for my own tools. If I were a plumber, I would have paid for my own tools. You need to pay for the education that you get, and I thought it was a privilege to do so. So you need to have that answer right there if you need it. All right, first objection. You've heard these, I'm sure. I have never used a lawyer. Oh, I understand that, you know, who wants to use a lawyer, but I have to ask you a question. Did you ever buy a car? Did you ever get, buy that car in time? You remember when you're sitting in that office and it pops out this long contract and one side is all the numbers and the other side there, it's all the listing of things. Did you turn it over and read it? Every word of it, by the way. See, right then and there, you were using a lawyer. The only problem is you weren't using your lawyer. You were using theirs. Next. Are you a lawyer? No, I'm not a lawyer, but I represent lawyers. To be honest, I wouldn't want to be a lawyer, but I know how to handle them, I know how to work with them, and we've got the best in the business. How good can your lawyers be for $5 a week? Our lawyers are so darn good that they will answer your questions without having to worry about making money. $5 a week? We have 365,000 memberships in Southern California alone. Do the math. You think those lawyers are getting paid decently to answer questions? They are. That's how big we are. It's sort of like a PPO of lawyers. It's very similar to that. It works extremely well. Identity theft. Take my credit, please. I've heard this. I've heard people tell me this. They don't understand how bad identity theft is. The answer, it's not your money that we're after. It's not the money that these thieves are after. They're after your identity so they could sell it. Like you have somebody else use your identity to take care of a DUI or to even go to prison using your information. That's the importance of identity theft. My bank takes care of my identity theft. Oh, actually, your bank takes care of their identity theft with that bank. But they don't take care of the rest of it because identity theft is not just about money. It's about everything else that you do in your entire life. Who's taking care of your medical records? Who's taking care of your Social Security? Who's taking care of your driver's license? I have LifeLock. Hey, LifeLock's a good company. I'll take my hat off to them. They help you to restore your credit if you're hit. You know what? We don't. What we do is we restore it for you. We think that's a better way. We truly do. I think identity theft is a big hoax. It'll never happen to me. I've heard that. I'm sure you have too. Look around. AT&T just sold your information the other day, by the way. Did you know that they did it legally? Because when you filled out their information, it hit allow on your cell phone. You gave them permission to do that. Your information is already out there. If they want it, all they've got to do is get it. We know how many people are hit on identity theft. We know that 15% of every single person in the United States is going to be hit by identity theft at some point, very, very soon. So take the odds. You don't want to do it? It's okay by me. No skin off my nose. Were you prepaid legal? I had them, and they didn't help. Yes, we were prepaid legal. Things have changed, though. My gosh, things have changed so dramatically that when we were prepaid legal, you could pick up the phone and you could call a lawyer in 48 hours. Not bad, right? Today, at Legal Shield, you can speak to a lawyer in 4 hours guaranteed. That's how things have changed. Have you heard of Legal Shield? That's one of my favorite statements. Have you heard of Legal Shield? Yeah, you guys suck. Well, let me tell you what's changed at Legal Shield. There's a whole bunch has. Google says, be careful. You get what you pay for. Hey, folks, this is something we need to pay attention to. Google has a whole liturgy of what Legal Shield does, and in all honesty, what Legal Shield doesn't do. It's right there. And let me tell you, when you are seeing a DM, when you're even talking to an individual, they have the opportunity to pick up their cell phone and say, hey, Google, tell me about Legal Shield. And it's going to pop up. So understand what Google says. Let me see if I can break this down as to what Google says to you. Google says that Legal Shield, basically what Google says is you get what you pay for. You want to know something? Google's right. You do get what you pay for at Legal Shield. You pay for a lawyer. You're not paying for his Harvard education. You're not paying for his $1,000 suit. You're not paying for his $85,000 Mercedes or his $1 million house. You're not paying for his snotty attitude. You're paying for a lawyer who's there to answer questions to help you resolve your problem, not to make money off of you. Yeah, you get what you pay for. We give you value. I need to ask my spouse. Now, here is probably the number one objection you're going to get in personal sales and also in group sales. How do you answer this? Well, first of all, you need to set things up in the beginning. Remember I told you the best way to take care of an objection is to handle the objection prior to it starting? Well, in any kind of a presentation that I talk to people about, we'll talk about in a group environment for just a second. I am going to say right in the beginning of that presentation, hi, I'm Dave at Legal Shield. I'm not a lawyer. What I'm going to do is take a little bit of time to tell you about my company and myself and ask you some questions. At the end, if you see a value in the plan, become a member. If you don't see a value in the plan, don't become a member. It's not going to hurt my feelings at all. I tell them that up front. I want to take it away. Because when somebody says to you, I need to ask my spouse, what are they saying to you? They're saying no. That's what they're saying. And I'm going to tell you there is no real right answer to this one. I've been taught so many different things. The person who brought me into Legal Shield, prepaid legal, he taught me that what you should do is just cock your head to the right a little bit and look at them kind of cross-eyed and say, really? $5 a week? Really? Or he'd say, look at him and say, excuse me, but those are nice shoes. Did you call your spouse and ask her if you could buy those shoes before you bought them? How many? Did you buy gas today? Did you call your spouse and ask her or him for permission to buy gas? All of those are insulting answers. Don't do it. Here's basically what I do. Oh, by the way, one of the other things you hear, too, and I disagree with this one, too, why don't you just put an H on the top of that application and circle it? I'll hold it for a couple of 3 days, and you can call me if you change your mind. No, I don't want to do that either. I'm sorry. If they see a value, become a member. You don't see a value, don't become a member. I'm not going to waste my time on somebody who says no to me. Anybody watch Shark Tank? When somebody says no to the bald guy, they're dead to him, right? Well, they're dead to me, too. But you've got to handle it carefully and diplomatically. Somebody says that to me in a group environment. You've got to be careful. Say, hey, I got to ask my spouse. I walk right up to that person. I lean down to that person, and I whisper in their ear, do what your heart desires. And I walk away, and I will not answer any more questions from that person. That person has exploded to me. He's gone. He's dead to me. If others ask, I'll walk right up to them and tell them the same darn thing. I will not give them. Do I have to hand in the application today? Yes, today is the day you have to hand in the application. Simple as that, because I know that they're not going to hand the application in later. Send me some information on when you're making phone calls, you're going to hear this a lot. Now, look, I'm old-fashioned. I've only sold 20,000 memberships plus. I've only opened a whole gazillion groups. I do not send information out by email. I do not send information out by mail. I know a few things. First of all, if you send our information out by mail, there's a damn good chance it's not going to get even past the gatekeeper. They're going to dump the stuff. Secondly, if you send it to an email, hey, look, how many emails are you getting a day? These decision makers are getting 200-300 emails a day. There is no way in this world they're going to look at it, they're going to read it, they're not. And by the way, if you want to send information by email, thank you. Please do. Go right ahead. Send them everything you can. Send them every video you want. Send them DVDs. Send them magazines. And 3 months later, when I walk in that door and I knock on that door and say, hey, I'm Dave from Legal Shield. Have you heard of us? They're going to say, yes, I have. Some yo-yo sent me some information. Somebody sent me some information. Great. I'll open the group. I'm not going to share it with you. It'll be mine. I do not send it. My answer is very simple. I'm sorry, but we do not send information in any form or shape or way by email or by mail. We build our company the exact same way that you built yours, one relationship at a time. Would you be available on Tuesday at 10 o'clock for a short meeting? Well, if you won't send information, then we can't do business. Well, I want to wish you the absolute best of luck. Have a great day. Thanks for answering the call in the first place. And then I hang up. I'm done. Here's one that stops me cold. Now, a lot of people have different answers to this one, but it absolutely stops me cold. I'm not interested. Hi, Dave here at Legal Shield. Have you heard of us? I'm not interested. Okay. Thank you very much for answering the call. Have a great day. I'm done. I do not try and talk somebody into allowing me to come to see them when they say, I'm not interested. Because what they're telling me is, they're not interested right then and there. They're not. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to call them back in 3 months, in 6 months, or a year, because I will. It doesn't mean that they're going to object to Legal Shield. What it means is more than likely somebody has already spoken to them about Legal Shield and they are not interested right then and there. It could mean that they're having some kind of a crisis in their company right then and there. It could mean they had to fire somebody right then and there. It could mean the decision maker had a problem with his wife right then and there. You don't know. I leave it alone and I go on to the next one. I just call the next company. My employees make minimum wage. Now, there's a phrase that I use to handle these kinds of objections from decision makers. What I very simply say is, you know, I've heard that from companies before. I've heard that from companies before. And yet, when I come down and I speak to the employees, they understand the value of Legal Shield because there's something that you need to understand. And we know this. The less a person makes, the more help they need. We provide that help. My employees don't take any benefits. They wouldn't take health care if they weren't required. My employees don't take, they laughed at Aflac. They don't take dental. They don't take 401ks. You know, I've heard that from companies before. And to be completely candid with you, I understand why they don't. Simply because all the other benefits out there from Aflac, which you're betting against getting an accident or cancer, right on down to the 401k, which is in the future, are things that they can't use right now today, this instant. Legal Shield is different. You see, we've done our homework. We know about your employees. We know for a fact that less than maybe 4 or 5 of them have a will. We know that 50% of them have some kind of a legal issue right now. We know that 15% have already been hit with identity theft. You see, Legal Shield is something they can use today and tomorrow, but today to take care of their problems. Are you available on Tuesday at 10 o'clock? I can't take my employees off the floor for a meeting. You know, I completely understand that. That's why we have different methods of doing presentations. Why? I'll tell you why. We would love to come out there and do lunchtime presentations for your employees. We'll provide the lunch. We'll even provide some kind of a drawing. Hey, our last company I went to, we gave away a 32-inch flat screen TV. takes 10 or 15 minutes. We'll do it voluntary right in the beginning of their lunch periods. So it doesn't take any time off of your off the floor at all. I don't have any meetings. I completely understand that. You know, I don't know what you do for your open enrollment. As I mentioned before, we can do lunchtime meetings. We can do break time meetings. We can do safety meetings. If you don't have any meetings, then we'll just do it at lunch. We'll put out flyers. We'll put out posters. We'll let everybody know that we're going to be there. We'll give something really cool away, like a 32-inch flat-screen TV. We'll do it voluntary. And we'll see how many employees come out to the meetings and let them make their own decision as to whether they want Legal Shield or not. 95% of my employees speak Spanish. That's fantastic. We have a whole division in our company that does everything, and I mean everything, in Spanish. Right from all the materials, from the beginning, from the presentation, right on to the lawyers that they speak to. We speak Spanish at Legal Shield. I won't do a payroll deduction. You know, it's funny. I hear this sometimes. You know, you're talking to a DM, and you've gone through the entire program with them, and they like Legal Shield, and, you know, you call them back, you get on the line, and they say, you know, we really like Legal Shield, but, gee willikers, you know, we just cannot do a payroll deduction at all. I mean, our payroll is full. It's going to take too much time for administrative work. We just can't do it. Truthfully, they're trying to say no to me, okay? That happens. Well, sometimes they really mean they don't want to do a payroll deduction. It doesn't matter to me. My answer is very simple. You know what? I would prefer not to do a payroll deduction with your employees. I would prefer your employees to pay for it themselves, out of their own pocket, out of their own pay, out of their own checking accounts, or out of their own charges. Therefore, there is no administrative work of any kind. Oh, there is one thing. They still will not be able to use Legal Shield against your company, but we'll do everything, all the administrative work. That sounds good. Now, when can we have meetings with your employees? My employees work from home. That's not a problem. We have a great webinar program for your employees where they can become members. We can set something you know, called seeyourbenefits.com /Ajax, the name of your company. So they can go on and see the benefit for Legal Shield, and they can decide as to whether they want Legal Shield or not, and sign up right there right online. I don't want to interfere with my employees' lives. Sir, I've heard that before from other companies, and I understand you don't want to interfere with their lives, but quite honestly, their problems are interfering with your life, with your company's life. You know as well as I do, when an individual comes to work with a problem, they do not work as efficiently as somebody who doesn't have a problem. They talk to three or four other people. Involve a whole group of people and everything slows down. Wouldn't it be nice if they came to work without problems? It's not involving yourself in their lives. It's helping them help themselves. We don't offer benefits of any kind. Well, I understand that. Some companies don't. This is one of those benefits that you can be proud to offer to your employees, because not only is it going to help them, but it's going to be at such a major discount from what the outside price of this is that it is truly a value to your employees. You're talking about, you know, less than $10 a week for both of our plans as an employee benefit paid for by the employee without any kind of a payroll deduction. Outside, it's almost $50 a month. Inside, it's less than $40 a month. You're saving them 20% right there. Be proud to offer them something that's not going to cost you anything. Wouldn't it be great to offer them something that doesn't cost you anything? I'll not allow anyone to sell anything to my employees. I completely understand that, and I appreciate that. We don't sell. We offer. We come in. We tell them what we do. I start off the presentation by telling them this is completely voluntary. They see a value, they become a member. They don't see a value, they don't become a member. You know, honestly, we're not going to, not everyone's going to become a member of Legal Shield. They're not. Most will, but not everybody will. We don't sell, we offer Legal Shield to them. If something goes wrong, my employees are going to blame me. You know, in all honesty, I've heard that from some other companies. It's not true. you offer health insurance to your employees. If they go to a doctor and the doctor cuts off their wrong arm, are they going to blame your company? No. They blame the doctor. It's the same thing with us. The blame is not yours, and you're held harmless from that blame anyhow. Call me after the holidays. You know, there's always a holiday coming up. Well, today's a holiday. I've heard from companies, call me after Martin Luther's birthday. Call me after Easter. Call me after Christmas. Call me after Valentine's Day. Call me after Groundhog Day. I mean, there are holidays every single month. How do you answer that? You know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to put you in my calendar, and I'm going to pick up the phone, and I'm going to call you after the holiday. How about the Tuesday after that Monday or the Wednesday after that holiday? Would that be a good time to call you? Get it down. Write it down. And you want to know something? Call them. I'm going to tell you now that about 75 to 80% of those people are just putting you off, but you can't take the chance of not calling them. We had Legal Shield and we dropped. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. To be honest with you, a while ago we had made some mistakes. We understand why some people had dropped Legal Shield and why companies did. Candidly, we were just not staying in touch with our membership. We are now. Things have changed. Our corporate retention rate is 83%. Mine's higher than that. 83, that's unheard of in the insurance industry. I'd like to come on in and show you a little bit more about what we're doing today. We offer legal protections from our employee assistance program. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. That tells me you truly, honestly care about your employees. But let me tell you a little bit about our program as versus your employee assistance program. It's basically the difference between night and day. Your assistance program, your employee assistance program, first of all, they can call other things besides just lawyers, but let's assume for a second they need some legal aid. They pick up the phone, and they call, and they seek some legal advice, and that lawyer is going to get back to them in about 4 days. At Legal Shield, they pick up the phone, and they need legal advice or a question answered or some help. Our lawyers are going to get back to them in less than 4 hours. Want to know why? Because we know something. We know that when somebody has a legal problem, they need help now. We also know that less than 3% of your employees will ever use the employee assistance program, ever. And there's some major reasons for that. But we know that every single member of Legal Shield uses Legal Shield on average of 3 times a year. Are you available on Tuesday at 10 o'clock? We offer Hyatt Legal. We offer Met Legal. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. I'm done. I don't waste my time. Our headquarters are in Europe. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. We have a lawyer on staff who helps our employees. Oh, that's fantastic. That lawyer is going to help your employees with moving violations. He's going to help them with the IRS. He's going to work with all their immigration problems and take care of their landlords. Landlords are the number one issue that we help employees with. He has the time to do that. Well, I'm going to come and explain what we do. Our broker offers Legal Shield. They get the name of your broker, by the way. And by the way, understand something. Your broker offers Legal Shield, and that's good. But your broker also offers a whole bunch of other things. I only offer Legal Shield. I'm an expert in Legal Shield and ID Shield. Expertise is mine. I'm there to handle and help your employees all the time. We'll be available on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Our payroll service offers Legal Shield. ADP and quite a few others do too. Oh, I completely understand that. How many people are taking advantage of that? They don't come in and explain what Legal Shield is to your employees. They don't know much about Legal Shield. All they know is that they offer it. And they're not experts in it. We are. And finally, you're going to love this one. Can you be here tomorrow for an open enrollment? I've heard this. And here's your answer. Okay, you ready? Here's the question. Can you be here tomorrow for an open enrollment? No, I can't, but I'm pretty sure Dave Paperno can. Let me give you his number. Folks, I want to thank you for listening. I hope this helps. I use a lot of these all the time. Some of them are kind of funny. You got to have answers ready for you. You've got to be able to answer objections because you're going to hear them. All the objections you hear, they're all saying basically the same thing. They're saying no. Get used to that word, no. Candidly, after selling 20-some-odd thousand memberships, I should be used to the word no. Mike should be used to the word no. Mark should be used to the word no. Scott should be used to it. Here's a little secret. We don't like it. We're not used to it. We understand it. We know just go on to the next one, but we don't like it. No matter how much you do, you're not going to like it. You got to understand it, though. Thanks for listening. I hope this was a help, Mike. Back to you.
Wow. Mr. Dave Paperno, thank you so much. What a fantastic training. There were several times I looked just to make sure that this was being recorded because this was the best training I've ever heard on overcoming objections, hands down, no question. And thank you. Thank you very,
my
very
pleasure,
much
Mike.
For sharing that. That was just incredible. I love it.
Well, you know something? Your training was incredible. And it was such a pleasure to see you up there. And the way that you took hold of that group, of those folks, unbelievable.
Well,
good
that,
job.
That's
an
very kind of
job.
You. And it was a pleasure and an honor to be able to spend the day with you and the folks there in Southern California. I thought it was a great group. But I'm telling you, thank you very much for sharing this morning and for preparing that, those 37 objections. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Folks, I know some of you are asking right now, how am I going to be able to go back and listen to this? Many of you, your hand is probably super sore because you've been writing furiously. I know I've been taking a ton of notes while Dave's been talking here. This will be made available in the back office and later today, and you can go listen to this over and over and over again to really try to get that language down that Dave is sharing. I love a couple of my favorite lines that Dave used this morning. There were a ton that I really enjoyed, but a couple of them that I really liked. The less a person makes, the more help they need. What a great way to overcome the objection of, can my employees afford this? The less a person makes, the more help they need. I also love how Dave said, in prospecting, we built our company the exact same way you've built yours, one relationship at a time. What a great line. And I just, Dave, again, thank you very, very much for sharing this morning and for preparing what a phenomenal training that we've heard. I want to transition into, well, I'll tell you, let's go ahead and do our drawing. We had several people last week that really got serious. And I'm talking, you know, went out and really contacted companies. We were getting reports throughout the week. Maggie Newton up in Kansas with let's see, I should have added these up here. Over 150 companies contacted throughout the week. Sandra Cousins out of Canada, over 150 companies contacted throughout the week. Michael Dagan out of Florida, 160 on the phone and 70 in person last week. I mean, yeah, these people were, and many more, but just to throw out a few names to you there, people that were really taking this challenge seriously. And they didn't just go out and contact companies. They didn't just go out and prospect, but they came back and they got on the website that we set up and they reported that activity. And so we're going to take that today and draw for a winner. And remember that the winner today gets a day in the field with Mr. Markriches. He's going to fly in and spend a day in the field with this individual. We've got our names here listed out in our random name generator, and we're doing this live. I don't know who the winner is yet. You're going to find out right after I do here. We are going to pick a winner, and that winner is, for this week, Mr. Peter Notice. Mr. Peter Notice, our winner for having Mr. Markrich is to come in and field train for a day. So he will get with you and definitely is looking forward to coming down and spending some time. Peter, congratulations. Peter did some great activity as well. Over 10 companies contacted him in person, and over 180 companies on the phone contacted as well. Peter, congratulations to you. Congratulations to all of you. Again, we like doing drawings like this because it's fun, and when we do, one person comes out with something that they can get excited about, but the reality is everyone who participates is a winner. And because what we're drawing from is activity that creates success. And so congratulations to everyone who's taking their prospecting more seriously in 2019 and reaching out to tell the story of Legal Shield and ID Shield to more people. I want to take, speaking of Mr. Markrich, take the call up to Cookeville, Tennessee, where we do have Mr. Markrich standing by. And again, a Platinum Executive Director, Platinum World Council member, and $700,000 ring earner with Legal Shield, our leader and our friend, Mr. Mark Riches. Mark, thanks for joining the call today. I know that you felt, as I did, excited and grateful for Mr. Paperno's training, but we'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you. That was an incredible training. Wow. 37 of the most common objections, and Dave was on today. It's just always amazing. We've had Dave on this call many, many times. You can go listen to those playbacks. Probably 99% of the time. In fact, I don't remember a time that he's not driving. Like, he called in early and said, hey, I'm going down a hill. I'm going to be cut off. I'll come back on in 5 minutes. You know, he's always on the move. He's like a clock. He's always ticking, always moving, always going. You know, we say, man, he's making a ton of money and hundreds of thousands in residual income. He'll be paid millions of dollars in renewals from Legal Shield. He's written 19,000. Soon that's going to be 20,000 because he's on the move. And we can learn something just from that. Dave is driving. He's like a clock. He's on the move. Some of us are watching the clock. And some of us aren't even up going yet. He's in California. He's on Pacific time. I mean, it's, 7 o'clock, almost 8 o'clock there now. And he's up. He's going. That I hope we get that from Mr. Dave Paperno. If you want to win, you got to be on the move. You got to be going. Happy Martin Luther King, as Mike mentioned, day to everyone. I was thinking when Mike was talking about Dr. King, and I was thinking of the Pledge of Allegiance, liberty and justice for all. We used to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I think we still do at our conventions at Legal Shield, but you know, justice for all is kind of what you and I are about. When we talk about Legal Shield and going out there and leveling the playing fields of justice for all, you know, we give everyone access to the legal system, which without us and without this great product, there's not equality. The rich get better justice than the poor. If you do not believe that, go sit in a courtroom. You can't do it today. They're closed, but go sit in a courtroom during the day and listen and watch what happens. You'll see rich people get better justice than the poor pretty much across the board. They get better access to the legal system. Will you and I help level the playing field, Mr. Stonecipher used to say? We get to make a difference in people's life. We kind of carry on that crusade that Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, fought for, liberty and justice for all, equality. So I hope you are passionate about what we're doing. I've sure felt Dave Paperno's passion this morning. I'm excited about all the webinar opportunities this week on Wednesday with Mr. Scott Brooks, his small business webinar. I hope you plug into that. There's thousands of small businesses, millions of small businesses that need our plan. I hope you're out there talking to them and working with them. And then Friday, we've got this very special webinar with Abby. I just hope you plug into that. Be sure to register before they fill up. I'm excited about going field training with Mr. Peter Notice from Houston. Congratulations to you, Peter. And just like Mike said, congratulations to every one of you that went out and did something, that went to work, that talked and spoke to companies. You're all winners because there's a lot of opportunity out there. I was thinking early this morning about just something I wanted to share on the call this morning and ask Mike just for 5 minutes here as we close up. But I was thinking about just this philosophy of if it is to be, it's up to me. I want to talk for a minute about the you factor. You know, if you're not making all the money you want to make, here's the question of the day. What are you going to do about it? If you're not opening all the groups you want to open and having all the enrollments you want to have, what are you going to do about it? The reason I was thinking about this morning is I've been fighting some high blood sugar with like pre-diabetes, and part of it is because I overate a lot during Christmas, and I gained some pounds and stuff. My goal this year is to lose 20 pounds. I got 26 to go, so I'm still working hard on my goals. But I was laying there, and my feet were tingling, and I was thinking about my grandfather that died of diabetes, and I was thinking, man, I need to. And that's what hit me in my mind. He said, "What are you going to do about it? You know, are you going to just sit around and die, or are you going to do something about it?" And I'm not talking about all problems people have, but there's a lot of things. Like I read on, you know, what things I can do to lower my blood sugar. I'm just talking medical stuff for a minute here. And it was all things that I could do. You know, it wasn't like, hey, you know, tough luck, buddy, you were just born with this. There was a list of 20 things that I could actively do, keyword actively, I had to do something, and none of it was laying in bed. Well, it did say get better sleep, but I wasn't sleeping. I was just laying there looking at, reading on my phone. But I thought about that. I thought, you know, it's powerful that we can change our health. We can change our circumstances. You know, if I'm a little overweight, the question is, what am I going to do about it? And the exciting thing is, as a human being, we can do things about it. If you're not happy with the level that you're at and you want to be an executive director and join the 700 other executive directors, you know, what are you going to do about it? You know, you can change. If you're not a $100,000 earner or more and you want to make more money, you know, what are you going to do about it? You know, you can change. That's the power I wanted to give you. You're not powerless. You have the power to change. You have the ability to change. You can change your attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. You can change that. You can change your circumstances. You can change your physical location. I mean, we're not a tree. Sometimes we act like a tree. I know I've said that before, but you know, we act like we're planted somewhere and we can't move or change or do anything. But I just wanted to share a message of empowerment this morning that we can change and we can do things about where we are. If we're not happy where we are, we can change. Complaining solves nothing. You know, it makes you unhappy and it turns other people off. You can claim solutions. You can improve things. You can build. You can fix. You can work. I'm going to add one here for me. You can exercise. You can repair. You can serve. There's things you and I can do, and it related to this business. We can go out today, leave our homes, and go talk to businesses. Or we can write excuses. We can make excuses. You can. You know, make a six-figure income or you can make excuses, but you can't make both. You can do something about it. Now, just like Dave listed out so eloquently and so powerfully this morning, the 37 objections, and I just want to tell our new people, you don't get all those at every company or every account you go to. That's just that's years and years of 20 years of him doing this business, he's accumulated a lot of the common objections. Well, you know, there's a lot of objections or excuses people make for not doing this business. Here's some that people might use today. It's too cold. There's too much snow. I'll wait till the snow melts. Well, here's the bottom line. Most HR people are at work today, and they made it through the cold, and they made it through the snow. And so very few, it's a small percentage, maybe 5% didn't, but 95% of them are there. It's a job. They have to be there. And they're there and could be contacted and could be worked. But so your excuse is really invalid in the sense that it's too cold or too snowy or whatever. Here's another one. It's a holiday. I loved how he threw in Groundhog Day. That was funny. I was laughing out loud here in my office. I mean, that was hilarious. You know, you can make that excuse that it's a holiday. Well, so what? It's a great thing that it's a holiday. I mean, there's some government offices that are shut down, and they were probably shut down before the holiday. Okay, come on. You can go out today. You can go out this week. You can talk to more companies. I love the numbers, Mike, that you shared with Maggie Newton and some of those others that are out there grabbing this market right now, talking to companies, talking to businesses, really working hard to make a difference, working hard to give people affordable access to the legal system and powerful access to identity theft protection. That's what we do. If you're not happy about something, you know, you can do something about it. You can make that change. You can point fingers at other people or other things, but remember, every time you point that finger to someone, three fingers are pointing back at you. And you have the ability to make a powerful difference in your life and your success and your circumstances. So what are you going to do about it? Think about that today. There's a lot we can do about changing our circumstances, making our situation better. I challenge you to go make those changes and take that action today. Make it the best day of your life. I appreciate all of you plugging in on the call on this holiday Monday. We've got a lot of folks on the call. I mean, it didn't slow down, and maybe more people could access it because they're off work today. Take advantage of that. There's companies and businesses waiting for your call today. They're looking for the products that we offer. Let's go out and reach out and talk to them and help them and help their employees. With that, Mike, I'll turn it back to you.
Fantastic, Mark. Thank you very, very much for sharing those thoughts. I love the essence of what you shared. I mean, let's go make it happen. It's time to do that. As you said, the market is ready. The products are right. The circumstances are ripe. We've got to go out and make it happen. What a fantastic concept to end the call on. And I'll just point out one quick reminder for those who are ordering supplies. Remember that there are many supplies that are reduced. If you have not gotten your supplies yet, you can load up on Harvard folders and different proposals. You just go back in your back office, click on supplies, and take a look. But there are some that are reduced 50%, and we wanted to give you some supplies to get the year started out right and really take advantage of the season that we're in. Again, a big thank you to Mr. Mark Riches for sharing, and a great thank you to Mr. Dave Paperno for an incredible training this morning on overcoming objections. To echo what Mark said, whatever objection is holding you back from the level of activity that you deserve, that your family deserves, that the individuals whose lives are going to be positively impacted because you were able to bring solutions to them that they did not have otherwise, those individuals deserve for you to have a level of activity today that's higher than ever before. Let's make it happen. Whatever objections are holding you back, let's overcome those and make today your biggest prospecting day ever. God bless every one of you. Thank you again for joining the call, and we wish you a very happy Martin Luther King Day as we honor him and his memory, and certainly are grateful for the freedoms and liberty and the chance that we have to make justice for all, legal equality, a reality in North America. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.